Hey guys, welcome to the Take Point Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
And I'm Omolara.
And my name is Adewale.
What's up with you guys now?
So nothing much.
Yesterday Trump was trending on Nigerian Twitter and everybody's talking about it.
Yes, I saw your comment in the group when you posted yesterday that yes, he's been impeached. But there are a lot of things around being impeached.
So he's still president.
So he's still the president. Mm-hmm. And you'll be shocked, he might still be the next president by 2020. Because the Senate had to probe, he had to go before the Senate. Mm-hmm. And the Senate is actually dominated by the Republican. Mm-hmm. So
American politics confusing. Yeah.
Politics generally is confusing. And
but then he was trending on Nigerian Twitter. So I was for it to be trending, maybe I think a lot of Nigerians are like, God, when?
And the second day, yesterday now, the impeach Buhari was actually trending.
Oh, really? Yeah. So, interesting.
So that could be the reason.
So or that was just...
Probably we just want to show that we are informed.
No, I think, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it just encouraged. I mean, people were just trying to leverage on it.
But like, again, Godwin. But, I mean, talking about trends and all of that, Google released their search trends for the year. What are Nigerians searching for?
Trust me, this is very, very funny. Like, you would see Naira Mali trending.
Malians.
The Malians are at it again.
Yeah, right. And surprisingly, I thought Tacha was going to be trending, but she didn't even make it to the list.
I think she was just trending on Twitter.
Right? But Big Brother was trending. Asu Strike was trending. I mean, trended during the year. AFCON trended. FIFA Women's World Cup in France trended. I mean, a couple of interesting things trended.
Xenophobia too,
Xenophobia trended too. That was during...
Somehow I'm both surprised and not surprised about Naira Mali because I still don't get the...
I
do not get the whole hype or... I don't understand.
Malians not saying anything.
I mean, to all the Malians, you guys trended.
I have no idea.
So,
I think the EFCC scandal he had, is this scandal? I don't know. The EFCC issue he had.
Do we even know whether it was really a scandal? Because some people are saying like, was it like a... Because after that, he released that his hit.
Then, before that, he already released a song. He released a song.
Am I Yahoo Boy?
Yeah. I think that was why EFCC arrested him. Then, after that, he had his cyber fraud, alleged cyber fraud issue too. That I was a Yahoo Boy and all of this stuff, and it was just releasing songs back to back, so
but I mean, the other ones make sense, xenophobia, AFCON, election results, really, Nigerians really followed that, his death,
they followed his death,
MC Oluomo. Oh, when he was stabbed.
It wasn't even when he was stabbed. When they put him, he was actually on the program. He wanted to speak at the conference.
At Unilag.
Yeah, at Unilag. That was when he actually trended.
Oh.
Then when his son was actually graduated as a first class student in New York.
Yeah. Oh, he took a
picture. He actually took a picture with mayor of New York.
Really?
Yes. That actually trended. You guys should follow trends.
Anyway, so many trends anyway. Trending songs, trending questions, trending.
And funny enough, this girl that got married to Ned Nwagbo, I don't know, is a businessman, this Regina Daniels, she kicked off Genevieve.
Genevieve
from
that
the
lady,
East. Regina Daniels. She kicked off Genevieve and followed by Tonto Dike and others.
Okay, plenty drama in 2019.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, we'll put the link in the episode notes so you guys can check out all the trends. Well, so that we don't leave out our non-Nigerian listeners because we're just talking about Nigerian trends. I mean, talking about when you talk about Naira Mali and Yahoo Boy, it just reminded me of data security and all of that. And there's this popular app. I mean, we've talked about it many times. Truecaller.
Truecaller.
People use to find out who is calling and all of that. And a while back, we did a story on how a guy said Truecaller almost lost him $13,000 because they were sending promotional messages without his permission to
his important contact.
And then we also know that NIDA, the Nigerian technology regulatory body, is investigating them. Around all of that, we now did a deep dive into what Truecaller does with your data, actually. And we had a developer called Angry Wizard. That's his name.
Is he a developer or an hacker?
He's a hacker, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
His name is Angry Wizard. He uses the username on Twitter is, I don't know how to pronounce it anyway. But he did a deep dive for us and he found out that Truecaller is it looks like, let me know, let's say alleged, it looks like Trucola is very, very irresponsible or careless with our data.
Mm.
So it doesn't matter whether you're a Trucola user or not. So someone like me that is not a Trucola user,
as long as
anybody that knows what they're doing can actually access your data.
Mm-hmm. Like as long as the person, someone saves your number on their phone and has Trucola app, they automatically have your data.
Yeah.
They automatically have your data.
That's so serious.
And we're able to get data like, so normally the data they say they collect, things like your operating system, your device ID, your network carrier, operating system, and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm. But I think they were able to get some of your contacts as well.
Yeah. So they are getting some data that people in the public should not be able to access.
Mm-hmm.
They are being able to, because they say they are using a GET request instead of a POST request. So what that happens is, if someone knows what they are doing, they can just get the URL using that number. They can get the URL that will show all your information plus the one that is not supposed to be public to other users. And but we read that to Trucola, they denied it.
How did they say?
They said no user spam data can be accessed by the public. Any verified Trucola can access others. You can only access public data like their number and this thing, but they said you can't access. But the angry wizard is still able to access. I mean, we sent him two numbers, one of
then
the
he was able to Trucola user
and
one of another,
and he was still able to fish out information.
Mm.
Hmm.
So I don't know what's going on here, and we don't know what Nida is, how far Nida investigations have gone. But
I mean, we'll but they said careful. They are still investigating it, and so be careful with your data. Are you now saying we should uninstall our?
I don't use it.
Even if you uninstall it, it doesn't matter. I think that's one of the reasons why I've not uninstalled it from my phone, because it doesn't matter. As long as someone saves your number on their phone and they have Trucola, they automatically have your data. So why stress?
You can request your number to be removed, actually.
That's true.
I've requested one of my numbers to be removed, and it's not on Trucola. You can.
Mm.
And interestingly, they respect that request. So I don't know. I mean, we're hoping that Trucola will... I mean, we give them the fair option of reaching out to them to refute the claims. We're hoping they'll reach back again and tell us what's really going on. Because a lot of people depend on Trucola. But guys, be careful out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll put a link again so you can find out more about that.
Okay.
On to some good news. Some startups raised money.
Yes, big money. Big money.
There was Rensos that raised 20 million Series A.
Wow.
It was not up to 3 months ago. How many months ago did they
raise? No. It's been like 2 years.
No, they raised six. Was it 2 years?
No, I think they raised, it's been years.
Ago. Last year, they did some debt financing, like a bridge financing.
Debt financing.
Mm-hmm. About 3.5 million, which is normally some money to keep you afloat while you're raising. So they raised 3.5 in 2018. And now they've raised $20 million.
Wow.
That's nice. That's really nice.
They had in 2016, they had raised the seed round of 1.1. Mm. So in total, now they've raised almost $24 million.
Even raising, you see timeline for raising. I think the timeline is really changing.
Mm.
Because there's this another startup that really raised cheaper cash that raised $6 million.
Mm.
They raised $2.4 million this year, just June.
Yeah.
Maybe it's complete. It's part of the
same round.
Maybe there is the same round. They just actually ran.
So Rensos, before I say Rensos is a power as a service.
Yes.
They provide energy. They are an energy startup, and they want to. They are currently operating in Nigeria, but they want to expand across Africa with this new funding.
Oh.
Then Cheaper Cash. What does Cheaper Cash do?
I think they are more like a payment. Oh.
Cheaper cash.
So, but I just know. Yeah, so I've seen it now. They are actually they raise the money as an extended part of the other
of the former round.
Yes,
okay, that makes sense.
So they are a cross border. Oh, P2P payments. They enable P2P payments in Ghana, across Ghana, Kenya, Rwanda, Uganda, Tanzania, and Nigeria.
So what's P2P?
Peer to peer. So person to person.
Yeah.
Person to person payments. So like customer to customer, user to user. So that's fintech again. Fintech is still doing some crazy things.
Yes.
And they said they are going to... Okay, they are currently in Nigeria, Kenya,
So South they are Africa. Extending to South Africa. Expanding to South Africa.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Congrats to the startups that raised.
I mean...
Anyway. Talking about cash, it's Christmas season. So everybody's going to be spending cash all around. And I mean... We just have a few tips for you guys to stay safe. We want to wish you a cashless Christmas.
Yeah.
So just try and stay cashless. Don't carry cash around. There are many ways you can.
And even if you are carrying your card, be careful too, because you know, yeah. things might just be popping up here and there. Exactly. You just want to pay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Forgetting that January is a very, very long night.
Exactly. So try and make sure you stay safe, and also try and make sure you keep
and
your money.
Keep your dirty December in check.
Exactly.
Right.
So, I mean, there are a few tips we have that will help you stay cashless and not carry cash around. You can check them out too. We'll put them in the episode notes.
Yes.
When you tap on the cover. And then, yeah. So, I mean, so this is the last episode of the year.
Of the year. So, okay. With this, I think we will be signing out of the year. We want to start by saying thank you guys for listening. We started this podcast this year. We're trying to see how we can actually get better and bring content. I understand what we do as well. For now, it's more of the story we do. But in the new year, we are looking to do more.
Yeah.
We're looking to explore a lot of things and bring exciting content to you.
Yeah.
And this year for us as well, for TechPoint, it's been a great year for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We grow in numbers. We grow in revenue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We grow in...
That's cocoa.
I mean, there was growth in every aspect of us, even personally, personal development as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we hosted Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
Dara got a job.
Mm-hmm.
A job at Twitter through one of the content we do and through the event. And there are a lot of things that have happened. And the good thing about it, they didn't just happen to us or with us. They happened to people we feature, people we write about as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good year with you. Thank you so much for listening. We are excited that we have people that listen to the content.
Don't forget you can always get it on Apple Podcasts.
Don't forget you can always get it on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher,
Google Podcasts.
Anywhere podcast. You get your podcast.
I would like to hear what you think.
Yes.
Especially for the podcast so far and now what you expect from us next year. We thank everybody that has been listening so far. We really want to get your feedback. You can email us at podcast@techpoint.africa or you can tweet at us. We really like to hear what you think
and
what you'd like to hear from.
So, I think we should sing for you to sign out with this.
Give us a key.
Yes. So,
okay, key.
Don't worry, I won't give you guys key. So, you guys just go. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ciao. See you. No, don't worry about that one.
All right, so guys, take care. My name still remains Muiwa.
And I'm Omolara.
And Adewale. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Yo.